You're not going to learn this in school. Yes, you might have learned exponents before, but let me teach you my way. So 5 to the second power, basically you take your base of 5 and multiply it that many times by itself. So 2 times. So 5 times 5 will give you 25. Now, what if it's negative 5 to the second power? What does this mean? Basically, you're going to have to do 5 to the second first, which we established is 25, and slap a negative onto it. So the answer is negative 25, which is different from this value right here, because this is equal to negative 5 times negative 5. Right, negative 5 to the second, negative times negative, positive, 5 times 5 will give you positive 25. Now, what if it's to a negative exponent? Basically, when you have x to the negative a, this is just equal to 1 over x to the a power. So 5 to the negative second is the same as 1 over 5 to the second power. 5 to the second power we established before is 25, so this is just equal to 1 over 25. So what about when we do this? Remember before, we do the negative, if it's not in the parentheses, we do it after. So first we do 5 to the negative second, and we figured out from here 5 to the negative second is just 1 over 25. Slap a negative to it, and your final answer is negative 1 over 25.